Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So, you know, if you're out there driving around, just want to kind of be cautious. Stay off the road if you can. I mean, if you don't have a reason to do it, it's not going to be as bad as it will be, obviously, out on the coast, which we're bracing for and hoping the storm surge doesn't do too much damage.
Well, so. I noted some relatively light traffic coming in this morning, for even for the time of day that I'm coming in, which usually is surprisingly busy.
Yeah.
Considering how early you and I get here.
Oh, I know. Well, I mean, it should be a little lighter with the kids, at least some of them doing virtual today. So.
Yeah, but my ride, though, includes mostly the interstate, so it's not too much bus traffic there. So.
Yeah, it was. I saw the same thing. That's cool. In other disaster news, a lot of folks, because of Ian not paying attention to what's going on right now, basically what just happened in the Senate is that the Republicans are voting to fund everything they claim and fundraise about. The continuing resolution, which will be $1.5 trillion, most of it printed. So good luck affording groceries in the coming months, because that's what causes inflation. But Republicans here had a chance to make some demands, any demands, because the Democrats needed our votes, and they didn't change a thing. So it heads over to the House now. They could have at least made some noise even. Well, we're not going to give you money, say, to fund the Department of Homeland Security until you do X, Y, and Z to close the border, but they did not. Republican leadership just rolled over and gave Democrats 100% of what they want. So everything you read about and hear about on this show that makes you mad, understand that the number one leader of the Republicans just funded it without a peep. We get what we allow. So here's Representative Chip Roy's press office. Just a few of the terrible, radical, tyrannical things we just printed a whole ton of money, causing more inflation to pay for. Again, we did not get a single concession on the border. It will be left wide open as the Department of Homeland Security rakes in another $57.5 billion. Including $4.8 billion that the Democrats wanted, to put those illegals on the planes and on the buses and ship them to you, which is a problem when Ron DeSantis does. Oh, and put them up in hotels, too, which is a problem when Ron DeSantis does it. But it's totally cool when Biden does it. In fact, he sent you the bill. We could have said, no, not for that program. No, we didn't. We could have highlighted the program in a press conference, right? Well, here's why we're not going to fund this. We're not going to give you your votes until you stop shipping the illegals into the interior, right? So Mitch McConnell stands by while the Democrats wail on Ron DeSantis for that. Eventually does speak up and say, I guess Ron's got the right idea. But he could stop Biden from doing it. He could point out Biden's doing it. He could try to defend it. It'd be a great election year hit to let the American people know that we are paying for this. And they just gave them $5 billion more to do it. But no, he says nothing and rubber stamps it. This is why we get what we get. We're not powerless. We just don't use any of the power we have, which to my way of thinking, Lee, is actually a good sign because it means it's not hopeless. Again, so many of the problems we have go away as soon as Mitch McConnell does. He just needs to lose this leadership election. We do not have 4.5 years left in his final term to watch the country slip away on his watch. We just gave millions in grants to NGOs that provide immigration attorneys and assistance getting across the border and to the interior. So that's exciting. We just handed over billions of dollars to authoritarian bureaucrats that the Biden administration is using to target Americans. The FBI don't like what they're up to lately. Cool. There's going to be more of it. They just got an additional, get this, $10.8 billion. That's after weaponizing the government against the former president, parents concerned about schools, and even a pro-life father of seven. These are the same people that used counter-terror codes for the parents who spoke out at school board members who they were surveilling. And Mitch McConnell's apparently cool with that. By the way, Lee, the IRS did not apparently get enough money when it got the $80 billion to hire the new army of 87,000 new agents.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
Led by Lois Lerner's number two, who was going to terrorize you. That's what she's obviously why they brought her on. I mean, there was 70,000 IRS employees to choose from. They chose Lois Lerner's number two, who, by the way, when she received a subpoena requiring her to preserve her hard drive, turn around and erased it.
Gee, that sounds like destruction of evidence.
Well, it is. It's a
felony. Destruction of justice.
But you need a Department of Justice willing to prosecute it.
Well, but you also have to be a Republican or conservative to have done that in order for it to be prosecuted.
If you merely persecuted Republicans and conservatives using the full power and might of the IRS, that's fine. Yeah. So she's going to be leading that office and doing the hiring, which is very exciting. What that's going to be is a new Gestapo, a new Stasi that will come after you. It's very exciting. But they decided that that was not enough money, the $80 billion for the 87,000 new agents, so they gave them $12.6 billion more. Mitch McConnell rubber stamped it, said nothing, voted for it. So they got it. Yeah. I mean, I could keep going if you want. The people who did the Wuhan lab, the NIH, and by the way, still refused to comply with Congress's information requests.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I didn't make enough of this last week. We had a whistleblower come out and say, oh, by the way, they created the COVID, SARS-CoV-2, the COVID virus that killed all those people. It was created at the Wuhan lab. This was the vice president of Echo Health Alliance who got this money. So, I mean, Mitch McConnell could have used the power of the vote to say, hey, we need you to turn over all the information on the Wuhan lab. But no, he just gave him $45 billion to the NIH. So, I mean, I guess they'll fund more dangerous research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Who knows? Anyway, nobody's asking any questions. Anthony Fauci got an additional $6.3 billion. God knows what he'll do with that. $8.5 billion for the CDC. That is after they hid information on natural immunity that they had the whole time, hid information, actually flat out lied on the efficacy info on the shot that it is not 93 or 95% efficacious at all, and it's less than 50. They lied, hid it from the public, and they just got rewarded with a cool $8.5 billion. So, I mean, none of these people, this is why you get this same behavior. And, I mean, I could just keep going. The EPA just got $40 billion under the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act. And this is terrifying, Lee, because that $40 billion is specifically targeted to the new power the EPA has, which is to regulate nitrogen.
Right.
This is how Sri Lanka ended up starving. And so they've been given absolute carte blanche power to regulate nitrogen any way they want. Nitrogen is the key ingredient in food.
Well, this is essentially the death of the American farm, the family farm.
Yeah, it's absolute death of family farm. And so when you look at $40 billion, okay, and I did a series of podcasts on this because it's so terrifying. This is exactly what happened in Europe and in Sri Lanka and in all these countries where farms are being, you know, shut down. And it's exactly what happened in the Netherlands, where a third of farms are shutting down because of the nitrogen regulations. $40 billion, I mean, that'll get you, army of 20,000 just for nitrogen? It's going to be a whole new part of the department to come after farmers. So that's cool, but apparently not enough. They just got another $9.5 billion. So we love the idea of starving and shutting down family farms. It's very exciting.
Be careful with farmers. They've already got pitchforks.
Yeah, and tractors. So, I mean, in a number of years, we're going to see the farmers are going to be in the streets, just like in the Netherlands, and we're all going to be sitting around scratching our heads, wondering why, except for the listeners of this show. They'll know exactly why. Again, the Republicans could have said, we're not going to starve America. We're not going to shut down farms. We're not going to destroy farms. We're not going to limit fertilizer. We're not going to spend a $40 billion. We're not doing it. If you want our votes, they could have just picked that one, right? No, they gave him another $10 billion. Cause whatever. I could keep going for the rest of the hour. This list is so long. Every one of these agencies radically turned and weaponized against the American people, and Mitch McConnell signed off on it all. And gave more money, most of which will be printed. So understand what you're funding when you're struggling to pay for food at the store. Just be glad you have food. I mean, in a couple of years, you won't. Because think about it. I mean, even if you don't care about vegetables or things like grains, the cow you want to eat, the chicken you want to eat, they eat that stuff. So when there's less of it, there'll be less of those things. And the price of food, you think it's expensive now? Give them a couple years. Give them a couple years, and Republicans are going to be running around with their hair on fire, fundraising off the fact that the Democrats have declared war on food. Well, can't really blame them. Mitch McConnell just funded it. I mean, we can't even blame them for all this stuff after what Mitch McConnell just did. Only thing I can come up with is, look, maybe they don't want to argue about it right now and shut down the government because the Democrats will blame them and we're going into the midterms with the wind at our back.
There's your answer, Tara.
But you know, Lee, I hope a point comes when we fight. I don't know when that's going to be. I mean, look, this EPA thing, nobody has even brought this up except me and PJ Media.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there was a Real Clear Politics article on it, too. Gosh, we're going to starve if they regulate nitrogen. Yeah, I know. It's going to wipe out like a lot of our farms. I know it's going to wipe out our farms. And you literally have family farmers being harassed by the EPA now. And you can't get them off your property. All funded by printing. So I hope a time comes sometime, someday, some date, sometime when we fight. But this, I guess, is not the week.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so German business leaders and factory owners. This morning, they never tell you this, by the way. This is the kind of news they black out here in America. Demanding that Germany part ways with the United States over the terror attack that we conducted on the Nord pipelines. So even though we're saying the Russians did it, they don't buy that in Germany. What are they so mad about? Jeez. Their factory shutting down this winter? Yeah. This is going to be a mess. This is going to be a huge mess. And look, the news is kind of in fast forward right now, so we'll get better news as we go. The general outlines that are emerging are one of those lines may not be repairable. I don't really understand them. If you built it the first place, why can't you? I don't know. And the other one can be repaired, but not in time for this winter. Okay. So would it make sense for Putin to do this at this time? Absolutely not. Now, some of you have a very simplistic view of what's going on in the world right now. Think, you're just saying nice stuff about Putin. You like Putin. And you want to look at this as Putin bad, America good. So we can keep it to one to two syllables, right? Well, no, it's much more complicated than that. We are in a worldwide currency war. So what was going on in Germany? Why are these factory guys, these big manufacturers, so upset? Because there was a very strong move afoot in Germany to drop the sanctions to begin buying natural gas from Russia again. And because desperation is his hit, right? And they don't have to go through a winter of desperation. They can simply meet Vladimir Putin's terms, right? So let's get it straight. We're supposed to believe that just as Germany is talking about capitulating to Russia, it's worth billions of dollars to Russia, which Putin really needs right now. Putin blew up his own pipeline. Okay. Washington is gaslighting the world. If Washington is talking about Russia, as if we have learned, if you have learned nothing else over the last couple of years, learn this. If Washington is talking about Russia, if our deep state is talking about Russia, they are lying. If they were telling the truth, it would be a first. It would be the first time in 3 years that they have told the truth, because they're usually lying. Why would Putin blow up his own pipeline just as Germany's about to capitulate? He wouldn't. Because it doesn't just solve one problem for him, for Germany to capitulate. It means he could sell his gas on the market again, right? Remember the rub here. Remember what all this is about. They're fighting over the printing press. America and the BRICS countries, Russia, China, Brazil, are fighting over the printing press. Okay? What was, and there's a reason they're not mentioning this in any of the articles about it, what was Putin's demand? If you want to buy natural gas, everybody's forgotten, but I haven't. What was Putin's demand? If Germany's going to buy natural gas, they could have done it tomorrow before the pipeline was gone, was up. What do they have to do? They had two options. Stop paying in the dollar and pay in rubles. They probably could have negotiated a deal where they pay in their own currency or some combination of rubles and German Deutschmarks. What happens to the United States of America when big countries like Germany with major manufacturing bases stop paying for natural gas in dollars? What happens? Oh, you think the prices at the store are high now? Oh, you just wait. You just wait. And if we got real news, the media would have raised alarm every time one of these small former Soviet republics assented and agreed to Putin's demand. Said, okay, just keep the gas flowing. Fine, we'll pay in rubles. What is Putin and China doing right now? The very thing the media doesn't want you to focus on. I don't care about the war in Ukraine. That's an asterisk. It's somewhat interesting, but not that interesting. They are trying to kill our currency. We know that because they told us. They are building an alternative financial system, the goal of which is to crush our economy. If they can get a big country like Germany to agree to drop the sanctions, what is Russia's only demand? It's not a big one. It's not a big stretch for Germany. No more buying in dollars. No more trading on the old U.S. system where you have to convert to dollars. Got to trade on the new Chinese BRICS system. And again, Putin initially demanded payment in rubles, which would have boosted the ruble. He conceded a little and said, well, okay, maybe I'll let you pay in your own currency too. So at this point, that would have meant dropping the dollar going into midterms. Do you know what that would do, could do? You think inflation's bad now, and it could go fast. All it's going to take is one of these big countries to agree to that in a very public way. Because what that would mean was switching their loyalty from our system and our reserve currency. Folks, the dollar is grotesquely overvalued. And that's because it's the world's reserve currency. And so on the financial system the world trades on, the one run by mainly us, but also the EU, everybody switches to dollars and to some extent the, mainly dollars on that system. Long story, right? The war by Russia and China is a currency war. This is why we have 100,000 troops in the countries surrounding Ukraine. This is why NATO has announced a 300,000-strong fighting force. We have not seen the likes of that. Activated it, folks, not latent. Activated since World War I, World War II. We've never seen anything like that. They're sitting there. They're sitting there waiting for World War III. And our administration is trying to spark it with Russia. Why? Because Russia wants a printing press. They want the reserve currency. So who again has the biggest motivation, a motivation of absolute total and certain desperation to blow up a pipeline? Who on earth? Us. So all you morons on the text line, you like Putin. You think Putin is good. You are a commie. No. It's not Putin bad, America good, Putin good, America bad, Putin good. No. This is an existential battle for the future of this country. This country will look like Beirut after the bombing. If Europe agrees to Putin's demands, and they are very simple, pay in rubles, gas flows. And let me tell you what, folks, when the desperation starts, people are going to be, they would have been in the streets if we hadn't committed this terror act or sent our proxies to do it. We did it. We're the only ones with the motive. It was going to tank the economy potentially before the midterms. I'm talking catastrophic stuff. And look, that is ultimately long-term the goal because they do want to destroy the currency. They do want to transition to the digital currency. But they don't want to lose the printing press. It's complex. So this is why the CIA, this is why the Pentagon, this is why we are running proxy troops in Ukraine. This is why we are coordinating troop movements. This is why Newsweek is doing articles about how getting into a nuclear war might be kind of cool. They are trying to sell the American people on the idea of a limited nuclear war. I mean, it could be fun. I mean, Newsweek actually ran an article. Look at this thing. Headline, U.S. needs to threaten Russia with a nuclear strike. Why? We don't have any strategic interest in Ukraine. I don't care what happens there. I mean, I feel bad for those people, but it's no national interest. We astroturfed that war. We started it because we want to use Ukraine to bleed Putin, try and get him out of office so we don't lose the printing press. See the idea that Putin blew up his own pipeline so he couldn't deliver natural gas paid for in rubles to the Germans at the exact moment Germany was going wobbly and starting to say, because of tremendous pressure from manufacturers and business people, that it might just drop the sanctions. Putin blew up his own pipeline. So, folks, understand something here. Our country is ruled by evil criminal oligarchs, okay? It is an oligarchy. Their country is ruled by evil criminal oligarchs. They're gangsters. So are the people running our country, particularly the Biden family. 10% for the big guy. Sells out to our enemies, right? This is a clash between criminal oligarchies. It's not Putin bad, America good, communism. Y'all, communism, like, pick up an encyclopedia, even something that old. Communism's gone. I live in the real world, one in which our dollar is at threat, and they're printing like lunatics, and they are drunk on the printing press, and they will do anything, including committing acts of terror to keep it. There's no good guys here. It's just a lot of bad guys, and a lot of them rule us, unfortunately.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's look at what happened this week. I've been telling you since the beginning, what is going on in Ukraine looks like a regional war. It's not. It's a currency war. Ukraine's just a battlefield. We chose to hold it on. It's a currency war with Russia and China, Brazil, India, South Africa on one side, the BRICS countries, and us on the other. We're fighting for control of the printing press. How do you have the printing press? Well, you have the financial system on which all transactions run. So as you're an international businessman conducting business, or maybe just a cartel drug dealer, doesn't matter. What happens when you enter that system? With some exceptions, where you switch to the euro, you're pretty much switching into dollars. That gives the dollar a pretty large, overinflated fake value. Nobody actually knows how overinflated the dollar is. We'll find out, though, if people stop transacting in it. But we've never been worried about that before because, we control the financial system and we just kicked Putin out of it. So now Putin and China are building their own system. And every day, drip, 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 another little regime nobody cares or notices much, Latvia. I think Latvia or someplace where you forget their name and not even sure you could find it on the map, accedes to Putin's demands. Okay, I'll buy your energy. I know, I got to pay in rubles. That's the heart of what this war is about. If it ever seems weird, like, why are we so obsessed with this little country of Ukraine? We're not. We're obsessed with currency war. So look what happened this week, okay? Just follow all the dots. Let me connect all the dots for you, because Russia understands exactly what we just did. We just made a major move in the currency war. And we've become a terrorist state. And we blew up that pipeline. We absolutely did, and they know it. Or our proxies did. I don't know who physically went down there. Somebody did. We blew it up. Right as Jerome Powell, head of the Federal Reserve, flanked by Christine Lagarde of the Bank of France, side by side, announce digital dollar currency, central bank digital currency. And they announce that it will not be anonymous, okay? That terrified me. I was, what does that mean? Well, they spelled it out. I mean, it wasn't hard to understand. Well, we are going to have verification filed with the government, probably at the world level, in order to have dollars and transact in them. Oh, and the currency is programmable. So they will decide what you will and will not spend it on. Now, in the beginning, that'll just be the central bank doing that here in America. But in the end, it'll be, well, the world. That's what all that meant. At the same time, the pipeline blows up. You think that's not connected? Okay, think about the power of a central digital currency. We could literally control what Vladimir Putin did. We could control what China did. I mean, literally, physically could control what Vladimir Putin did personally. Can't move money if it's digital, and we control the system it moves on. They want to use it to enslave the world. Absolute, total control. It is a worldwide social credit system. We're not good people. We're not. These are very bad people. These are globalists. On the other side are the leaders of China and Russia. They are not good people. But they don't want to be part of the system. They want to rule their own slaves. They don't want us ruling them as slaves. It makes sense among criminals. It's like a code. So they have embarked on creating their own system, okay? And so we got everything under control. Putin and Ukraine have twice tried to end the war there. We won't let them. This is why Boris Johnson, former Prime Minister of the UK, intervened to stop them when they had all but launched a peace agreement. Why? Because the plan is, it's the only plan, is to bleed Putin dry in Ukraine. And if, you know, tens of thousands of people get killed, well, they were just civilians, whatever. So, and we're going to do that. And that is why we have Ukraine surrounded at a level we've never seen before since World War I and World War II. Folks, this is big stuff. We have 100,000. We started off with 600,000 generally in Europe and escalated up to 100,000. And we moved them. They're not hanging out at a Ramstein Air Force base or on our bases. They are actively with equipment training in the countries around Ukraine for World War III. It's not Ukraine we care about. Don't believe these leaders. We don't care about them. We don't care about their citizens. We're using them like Russia is. We're as bad as Russia. We literally are in Ukraine. We're all the same. They're all criminals. They're all elitist criminals. Is what they are. One oligarchy battling another. We're caught in the middle. We want to keep the printing press that comes from having the reserve currency. China and Russia, at a minimum, want half of it. And we'll split the world. And they've gotten all these other countries to go along with them. This basket of currencies they're creating. It's alternative financial system, which grows in strength every single month, but they don't tell you that. So we panicked when Germany said, you know what, we're going to have to capitulate and buy the gas from Russia. We just have to. We have to because, you know, we're going to have to idle our factories. We're going to freeze to death in the winter. We're already collecting firewood. And remember what that means. That means agreeing to Russia's only demand, which is, okay, you pay in rubles. Or maybe we'll let you pay in your own currency, but you can't pay in dollars. You got to drop the dollar. Those are major, major, major purchases. That would be a major sign of weakness against the dollar, which they want to marry ultimately with the euro and run on this worldwide system for total domination through money. You'll have dollars that, like, they don't need to surveil your bank account because the money tells them what you spend it on. And they could program the money so you can't spend it. Look, you know, look what they're doing. 87,000 agents for the IRS. Why do they need that? Also, 87, that is a lot. Well, when you launch a digital currency, you know every transaction ever. There's no hiding ever again for the government. You need 87,000 more agents to come out to people and terrorize them. It's part of the system. Now, I want to be clear. Powell said, well, we don't know if we're going to launch this. But if we do, it won't be anonymous. You'll have to have ID with the government on file to use the dollars. Right? So I know what people say to me. Wait, he's saying we don't know if we're going to launch it. And I'm telling you, they are. It's called FedNow. They launched it 2 weeks ago. All this corresponds with the bombing of the pipeline. So Germany can't capitulate to Russia and buy its gas for rubles. Did I just make sense? It's all fine. In fact, everything in life comes down to money. It's not Putin bad, communist, America good. It's not that. I wish there was a good guy somewhere here, but there's not. There's only bad guys, all of whom want to rule us and all of whom are fighting each other for the privilege of doing it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.